Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Is this thing on? It's shoot the shit night again, which means it's shoot the shit night. What's going on, everyone? This is going to be a whatever goes. Callers, if you call on in on what is it? Oh, go away. Giving me stupid messages. Fuck off, go away. Sorry, excuse me. It's 646-787-8230. Call on in anytime you want to, babies. Let me see, does that work? Yeah. So, on tonight's episode, I'd like to discuss a couple of interesting topics that have come into mind. It doesn't work. Oh, it's working. Okay, sorry. I am the unprepared radio DJ, so I'm just trying to play some music. Oh, there we go. Is it working? I'm sorry if my unpreparedness is catching any non-listener off guard. Oh, I'm going to leave it at that and hope for the best. A bit like life. Is anyone here interested in ghosts? Anyone had any experiences of ghosts? Spectres, or is that how you say it, or phantoms? Has anyone had a poltergeist? Knock stuff off, you know, their desk. I know I used to have a bit of a strange visitor in my house many years ago. You know, a bit of a prankster. You know, I'd always swear there was something in the living room, and it always have a very unusual presence in that room. And I saw black and blue, but no one believed me, which is pretty typical, you know. And so any listeners want to call on in on about their ghost experiences? Don't worry, I'll get a bit more funny as I get a bit more drunk. Yeah. You know, I know in the previous episode I was talking about shopping centers. I always used to joke about them being the spawns of Satan that they were. And it really is, isn't it? You know, you got this huge mall. This huge mall that is so large. I mean, yet all the stuff in it is, most of the case, just the most low quality stuff, isn't it? Slave labor, something that's made by slaves, right? Third world children, right? Or whatever. Made for first world slaves. Slaves serving the slaves. We're all slaves in the system, aren't we? We are. That's not true. That's not true. I'm three. I can vote. You tell yourself that, sugar pie. Why can't Blog Talk Radio have better audio quality? I mean, seriously, man. I can get better quality on my freaking telephone. You know? Anyway, enough about me bitching. You know? It's very funny in today's society how everything is built in a way so that you're constantly distracted. You're constantly fucking distracted with something outside of yourself, you know? And this bleeds through even into the truth movement. I'm sorry, but I am going to speak my truth of what I about a lot of the truth movement. I mean, let's take example something called reptilians and stuff, or the cabal or whatever. There's all this information out there about it, right? But how many of you can raise your hand and say, oh, I have interacted with a reptilian? Be honest. Okay? Now, if you've never experienced something directly, how can you know it's true or not, you know? Like, I don't know anything about reptilians. I've never seen one, never experienced one, so I can't personally say if it exists or not. But a lot of people in the truth movement say, oh, you know, the world was created by such and such, and they'll say it as if it's true, you know? I'm a truther, and I know this means this, and this means that, so I'm going to say somebody else's research as my own truth. I mean, but how many of us can honestly and truthfully say that they've experienced that, you know? I don't know. It's like what I was saying about Nibiru. Personally, I'll be honest, I don't really believe in it. For those who don't know what Nibiru is, it's apparently this planet or sun or some shit that comes every couple of thousand years, and there's this grand conspiracy that it's here and it's going to cause all these tidal waves and shit. But personally, I don't believe it. And I'm going to tell you why. Nibiru, I think it was theorized by a lady called, what's her name? I'm doing my research on the fly right now. Okay. Is anyone aware of Zeta Talk? Well, Zeta Talk was a website that by this lady called Nancy Leider. Okay, you can just do this. You research up if you don't believe me yourself. She proposed this idea. She was this woman who claimed she was in contact with greys. That's what I understand of it. Correct me if I'm wrong. And she proposed this idea, I think during the 90s. About a planetoid coming up, I think it was 1995. This Nibiru idea of hers was proposed in 1995, sometime around that time, and she claimed that this would come. This was all her idea, Nibiru, Planet X. But it turns out a lot of her prophecies were quite false and never came to fruition. Whatever evidence I've seen of Nibiru has just, what I personally think, just anomalies from a camera. And I'm a really open-minded guy. I'm not trying to shoot the idea down. I'm not a fucking, this info. What's the word they use? Fucking truth is when someone, you come up against a truther and they say, you say something contradictory to what they're proposing. I don't know. It's one of those words. I'm just being honest. And I think a lot of truthers have to be honest with themselves about a lot of things you read, especially on the internet. Really be discerning about what you read on the net, you know? There's a lot of rabbit holes you can go down in this way. Aliens, what is it now, flat earth? You know, seriously? Fucking flat earth? Oh, God. There's another theory I heard that the earth is some kind of... This is the way I understand it. I'm paraphrasing what I understand. It's basically the atmosphere is made out of glass, right? And it's like a dome. We live in this glass dome, and that the universe kind of exists as some kind of projection within this globe. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm personally doubting it. I kind of strongly doubt that's true. I'm thinking the atmosphere is made of gas, gases. You know, I mean, it could be true. It could be true, but it could not be true at the same time. I don't know. My point I'm trying to illustrate here, listeners, is not to neither believe nor disbelieve. You know, It's all, you know, a lot of people do fall into this trap of just believing whatever someone says. You know, I personally have grown very doubtful and a little bit annoyed about it, you know, about all this so-called truth, you know, because it's just like, if I haven't experienced it, I don't know it to be true. I can't personally vouch that Nibiru is a true theory. I mean, I'm sorry, but a lot of the stuff that I have seen is just camera tricks, man. Sorry, it's camera anomalies. If you knew how the senses of these image of these cameras work, you'd know it to be an image anomaly. I mean, really, think about it. You know how many amateur astronomers are around the world right now with their telescopes pointed to the sky night and day? You know? Something would be said. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And if that makes you not like me, so be it. Oh my God, you're not believing in Nibiru. Nibiru is our Lord and Savior. All hail Nibiru. You see all these, they'll start wearing pendants around their neck and everything. And going around door to door. Do you believe in our Lord and Savior, Nibiru? And it's our religion start, isn't it? I'm so over a lot of things, man. All this shit, I don't care what truth someone's proposing. It's just a distraction from your own truth within. You know? Just rabbit holes, so many fucking rabbit holes. Why, frankly, I don't know if there'll ever be an awakening on this planet. I know there are people who are awake to what's going on to some various degrees and something's gone wrong, but I don't know, you know, I'll admit I have doubts sometimes because I see how most people live and they're going to wake up. Oh, okay, yeah, right, sure. I'm sorry, but again, if my doubt upsets you, maybe look within. Why is my doubt upsetting you? Do you have doubts? Because I'm just going to be honest, I'm not going to pretend here, sit here and blow smoke up your bumhole and say, oh, everyone's awakening, when deep down inside I have doubts. Oh, hello, we got a, someone on the board, someone's come up, we got someone in, if you want to, yeah, how do I open up the mics on this thing? Alright, Sean Hazen, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, how are you? You're my first caller, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
How are you? How have you been listening to my show for?
like 50 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what this show's about? It's just a shoot the shit show. Anything goes from spirituality to the universe or anything. So, what would you like to share, caller?
Are you spiritual?
It depends how you define spiritual. I think my definition of spiritual is something that resonates within yourself. You know, I'm starting to redefine it for myself instead of basing it on what other people say, you know. I think that's been a bit of a learning experience for me personally, because I've gone through experiences where I've taken something as gospel, and then it didn't, and then when I applied it in the world, it just kind of fell onto its face. And that's when it was a learning experience for me, that I ignored my own inner truth, which was what I was listening to at the time wasn't resonating with me, you know. And I think our greatest truth within is what resonates within you, what's true to you, you know. Because what I say, like, I could just sit here for 30 minutes and talk, and if it doesn't resonate with you, then that's your truth, you know. And I think that's very important. So what are your thoughts and feelings about this?
I'd consider myself to be an atheist.
Okay.
So, like, when you talk about truth or everybody having an individual truth, I think that,
mm-hmm.
like, truth is objective in the sense that there's only one
yeah.
Objective reality.
Yeah.
So So I'm curious on your thoughts of that.
Well, I think, you know, it is quite subjective, isn't it? I mean, from your perspective, you're atheist, and I'm not arguing for or against that. That's your truth. That's how you perceive your reality. I can't say, you know, that's not true or that's true. I don't know. I mean, that's something that you have taken upon yourself to say, this is the way I wish to view reality because this is true to me. And that's your truth, you know? I mean, how can I sit here? It's like, you know how, like with religious people, they just go around and then they go around saying, ah, this is, accept X, Y, and Z as our Lord and Savior. And then they go up to other people and they have wars and it's just so silly. So all I'm saying is trying to share with what I feel spirituality is not something based upon my understanding of it, is not something that's just based upon someone else's truth, you know? It's like, I can't call myself an atheist because it doesn't resonate with me, but I have nothing against it, you know, if that's what someone feels comfortable expressing and how they feel comfortable about their universe, and that's their truth. And, you know, I think personally, and I feel personally that, you know, when people start doing this and just saying, oh, that's how they are, I think there can be a better, I feel maybe that perhaps there could be a better of acceptance within people because, you know, like that's just the way they are, you know, instead of just saying, oh, fuck that person, their God's wrong or whatever God's wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, although I have to say, like, as an atheist, I'm not making, like, by calling myself an atheist, I'm not necessarily making a statement or a claim to absolute truth. I'm just saying that, like, from my position, my belief, I guess, would be that there isn't sufficient evidence to believe or no justification for a deity. So from my perspective, there really isn't a justification for war or, like, conflict between people having certain beliefs that they hold close to themselves.
I hear what you're saying, Sean. It's you know, I've heard a lot from people that say a lot about atheists and said I had a friend once who said that atheists are more spiritual than religious people and they've got a better understanding. And I think, you know, instead of arguing whose deity is right, I think humanity needs to just put all this bullshit aside of, you know, like, if there's an entity called God or whatever aside, and start, like, focusing on the problems that affect humanity on a local and on also on a global scale. Because it doesn't matter what's really kind of out there. We've got a lot of problems on this planet, and, you know, I think that's more important, you know. I think that, to me, is more kind of spiritual to me, to fix the problems on this earth right now, like with just with everything. I mean, if we can all, I think everyone to some various degree or another can clearly see there's something not right in the world with all the wars and the poverty and the huge injustices with everyone. I mean, no one has to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I guess I would have to agree. To be honest, I think there's, a lot more pressing issues that are going on other than what started everything or whatever. So I'd have to agree with you there. I'm curious, in terms of, like, what, like, I saw your name is Man of the Stars. What drew you to start this live radio show?
It was just, I guess, because there was a part of me, it was a good question you have there, Sean. I guess there was a part of me that wanted to reach out to other individuals, and I didn't want to sort of shoebox, okay, I only want to speak to a such and such person. I liked the name Man of the Stars because ever since I was a child, I loved the stars. You know, I took an interest in astronomy. Like, when I was growing up, my father would always buy me books about, like, you know, like galaxies and the solar system, and I just loved when I used to like look at the stars, I used to wonder just how incredibly beautiful this was. Like I was staring up into near infinity, you know, and it was just this mystery to me. And I wanted to just, there's just always this, to me, spirituality is not like like something in a book or a deity. It's that unknownness, that elusiveness. Like when I stared at those stars, or when I see something incredibly beautiful, like a mountain or something. I can't put my finger on it, and it's just that. And I just wanted to create this show just out of a whim. I mean, I find it very difficult to find people in my hometown to talk about just more deeper matters and get that inner passion and people flowing a bit. And I created this show, and this is my, I think, fifth show now, and I'm just learning how to do it as I go along. So you're my first caller in, so congratulations on that, Sean. I hope that answered your question. Yeah, no worries. I hope that answered your question. It's nice to have, I guess, it's good to have talk with people that we can all connect, you know, because I'll go back to religion, because I grew up in a very religious household, and I've got nothing against it. I just find it very limiting, you know, and when we become limited, we kind of withhold our possibility of what's possible, you know, and that's why I really wish as humanity we all can put all our bullshit aside, as you know, that, you know, all these wars and all this stuff. I know it sounds kind of simple, but it is kind of simple too at the same time, because we all, in the end of the day, look, we all bleed red, we all have a mother and father somewhere, and we all die in some sense. So that kind of unites us in a way, you know. The beauty of being human is also very spiritual too, in a way. I think it's redefining spiritual, because I think when you think of spiritual, you think of some guy, you know, in a desert, you know, worshipping something, or someone at a church. But I think being human is very spiritual. It's that vulnerability, because the human body is so vulnerable, you know. We are very vulnerable beings. We're very, you know, we can get sick, we can get die, we feel pain, we feel hunger, we feel lust, you know, and this, I feel, is very spiritual. And I think a lot of these religions try to push it out. Oh, you know, you can't masturbate, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. So they cut off their own very spiritual core, which is themselves, you know. And that's what only I can say can mean to me, but to someone else it might mean something else, because we're all unique and different. We all have a different viewpoint. We all have different, you know, different experiences. What are your thoughts and feelings about that?
Well, first of all, hello. I'm Sean's friend. I'm new.
Hello, Sean's friend.
Hello.
Hello.
To what you were saying before, I just have a question. What religion were you brought up in?
I was, thank you, Sean's friend. I was brought up as a Orthodox Christian. All intents and purposes, I've got nothing against any religion myself. I just tend not to, agree with, you know, when they start getting zealous and stuff, you know, our Lord and Savior is the only one. But what about the guys across the street with the other Lord, like, religion? And they, you know, it just seems kind of archaic. And I think a lot, like, say, Christianity, these are just, like, these stories are just quite, I feel, anagogic stories, and they've got a different metaphorical story to them than literal. You know, I think people, they read them and they take them as like a literal account of what happened. But no one really knows. We don't all know what happened. We're all here. We're all kind of confused, and to some level, why we're here. So we have our own little meanings, and I think maybe we can all share our little meanings, and together, maybe we can build a better jigsaw, like put the little jigsaw pieces together, you know, and maybe have a better understanding, not of the universe, but of ourselves, you know. That's what I feel anyway.
Yeah, I agree with your point. I think it's definitely useful to share to have everyone sort of share their points of view, and that way we can maybe not understand more about reality, but at least understand more about humanity and what makes us human.
Exactly.
I did want to ask if you have. I know you talked about spirituality and sort of defined it in your own way. I was wondering if your definition for spirituality allows for any supernatural beings or powers or anything of the like.
Well, I think it comes. That's a good question you bring up, because I think once you start going into that territory, I have a fear that people might start switching off and going, "Ah, you believe in a deity in the sky," and I really don't know. You know, I've had weird experiences myself with things, and that's all I can base it upon. But that's my truth, and I've experienced unusual things, and I've known people who have experienced unusual or otherworldly things. I don't know what they are exactly, but it is not for me right to go around and to shove it down someone's throat and saying, okay, I know this and this, or this and that, or I'm such and such leader, so follow me. And that's what's always been happening. I mean, we just look at humanity and we just see what's happening to humanity now. We have leaders and then we have followers. It's the same thing in the fucking churches, you know? And I think we need to start, instead of, you know, having gods, having religions and dick measuring contests, who has a god has a bigger dick, I think we need to start focusing on the problems on earth, like starvation and injustice and police brutality, because these are really affecting people. These are the true, what's really going on, you know? I mean, I see that, to me, is more important than, you know, like even deities in the sky. I mean, we need to start focusing on this planet. So, you know, I have a very strong feelings towards, like, we helping humanity out in some degree or another, whatever we can. And, you know, it seems that the human condition is a way. It's very beautiful, and it's also very. We're also very, I feel my experience is very limited too, not just within ourselves and what we can do, but just by external authorities such as governments and whatnot, you know? I've only got 2 minutes left on this stream, by the way, so if you have any thoughts and feelings on that, we can try and cram it through.
I was just going to say really quickly that your answer to the question that you don't really know, I think, is a perfectly acceptable answer. If somebody says, like, is there a God or do you believe in God or whatever, I don't know, is totally okay. Yeah. It's honest.
Yeah, good. That's a good point. I think a lot of people aren't honest with themselves about anything. Like if you go up to some religious person and you ask them, do you know there's a God? Unless they've had some kind of, I don't know, some weird kind of coming down the mountains experience or going up to the sky experience, then they can only say. But if they've never experienced that, they can't really say. And that's, I really want to, to me, spirituality is experience. It's actual direct experience. And that way you know if it's true or it's not true. And that's simple. And, who are we to say, I've got 90 seconds left. So, yeah, that's very important. I think we'll wrap this show up. Thank you guys for calling in. It was lovely chatting with you two guys, Sean and Sean's friend. And if you guys want to ever call in another time, I'd be more than happy to have you guys on my show. Maybe I'll do a bit of a longer show, maybe an hour or something. This was just like a fifth show run. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. Cool. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Cool, man. No worries.
Take
okay,
care.
Guys. It's the end of the show. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And ciao, ciao.